Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Naked Englishman podcast. I'm Richard Vobes. This is the audio diary behind the scenes of a YouTube creator and the story of the ongoing story of my life. It's 8:30 on the 29th of January. I'm in the kitchen and just hanging out the washing. I meant to hang it up yesterday evening. But I forgot. So, excuse me, the warmth from the Essie has not penetrated into the clothes to take advantage of the dying heat overnight. For the Essie was on, of course, whilst we were cooking. We had a lovely meal last night. Sorry, I'm coming and going because I'm hanging out the washing, I beg your pardon. We had, I bought a ham, I think just before Christmas, and I think it was for Christmas, but we were ill at Christmas, as you know, so we didn't really cook anything drastically huge, so I thought, well, we'll cook the ham tomorrow. It's sitting in the freezer. So we did that, and it was beautiful. I have to say, absolutely beautiful. It was about £11 in price, and I would say it would feed four, but three more comfortably. And so if you work that back, that's about £4 each for a meal, which I think for a farmhouse ham, and then you put the other trimmings with it, that's a fiver, let's say, with the potatoes and carrots and what have you, and a bit of gravy. That's a fiver from a farm shop. You know, you'd be hard pressed, I think, in a supermarket to beat that for a beautiful meal. You know, for the quality of the meal, you'd be hard pressed. All right, you would put on the petrol to go to 8 miles to it, but we do that every week and we buy a bunch of stuff and then some of it sits us in the freezer, of course. I think that's it. I think that's all of the stuff. So, yeah, you know, I don't know that it's... people say, oh, it's more expensive. But then we don't buy all the other tat that people do. Bags of crisps and fizzy drinks and... And what, sorry? Yes, absolutely. Julia said, we're not constantly driving to the supermarket or popping in for the odd thing, you know, bottles of wine and all the other things that a lot of people just do because the supermarket's so convenient. You know, oh, yeah, we just nip down there and buy this and buy that. And the kids want a pizza or, the, you know, we have one meal a day. And... anyway, I'm not preaching to anybody. I'm not preaching to anybody about anything. It's just that's what we do. But people always say, oh, it's much more expensive and it's no better. Well, I'm arguing that it is far superior. And it's delicious, wholesome. It has many more of the minerals and stuff. Yes, of course, all the land is poisoned by the spraying and various other things. So you can't get away from that, unfortunately, at the moment. But we do the best we can. We mitigate as much as we can to keep ourselves in health. So that's my philosophy on that. So there you go. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. Talking of which, I have been smoking something called Wingate, which has been very lovely, actually, different to the Bramble, the Black Bramble that I had, which was also very lovely. It's funny, I think I've only had one that I thought, not so good. There's some that I wouldn't buy again, because there are others that are delicious. So, yeah, there you go. Anyway, it is what it is. Went into town yesterday and bought a couple of drawing sketch pads. I I'm writing my book. It's nearly done. Getting there slowly. When I say nearly done, it's nearly done with the first draft, but it's not nearly done, as in it's got to be second draft, so on, you know, edited, blah, blah, blah. But a friend of mine was encouraging me. He was saying he was going to help with the front cover, and I thought that's very kind. And he wanted to sort of some references of what to do, and I did a few sketches to say, you know, I thought this might work, whatever. And he said, you know, you don't realise that you can draw. And I said, well, yes, but not. I haven't got proportions, and I haven't spent the time, blah, blah, blah. And he said, well, you know, you should give it more attention. So I just thought, well, it's quite fun doing it, and as a an interest, let's say, from the writing, it's a nice sort of thing to sort of go for a walk, come back, and sketch. The thing about sketches is that it makes you look at things. You start to look at things, the angle, the light, the shape, the size. You start to look around, and that's really useful when you're going out on a walk. You start to look, if I was to draw that, how would I replicate that on a piece of paper? So I think that's got a huge amount of merit in it. I'm never going to be a published artist or anything like that, and I don't intend to be. It's just a bit of fun. It's like so much of life is just a bit of fun. Do we do enough creations and things for a bit of fun? That why is it everything's got to be aimed at, oh yes, I'm going to make money from this, I've got to make money from all of this, and that does seem to then, to me, make it less interesting. When we were doing the Bald Explorer, we spent a lot of time making videos, and we'd edit them and do them really nicely, and we were hoping that people would view it and we could sustain a living from it, and in a way it kind of, you then having to do it day in, day out, and it took a little bit of the pleasure out of it. When suddenly you become mercenary with something and you're not doing it then for the fun of it, for the creation of those things, it sort of changes, I think, what you're doing. Now, of course, not all of us have got that time, because people do go to work and they have to spend time travelling to and from, and by the time they get home, there's no time to do anything else, or they're too tired. And that, I think, is a shame. We could talk about that, and I'm sure I have spoken about that, the merit of these long-hour jobs. Whose time are they bleeding and taking, actually, in exchange for a currency that has no backing any and is meaningless, really, because it's nothing to it. At the moment, yes, you can buy things with that fiat currency. But anyway, let's not get into all of that. Right, so, bit of a short one. I've got lots to do today. So I'm just opening my I Never Knew That About England. And I'm going to read a little bit from, we're in Cambridgeshire. So if you're in Cambridgeshire, this may resonate with you, who knows. And in Cambridgeshire, there is a place called Grantchester. Honey still for tea, it says here. I only know that you may lie day long and watch the Cambridge sky, and flower lulled in sleepy grass, hear the cool lapse of hours pass, until the centuries blend and blur in Grantchester. What is this? When it said look at this Cambridge skies, of course I immediately thought of chemtrails. It says here, thanks to these evocative lines written by Robert Brooke in 1887 to 1915, Grantchester, near Cambridge, has gained immortality as the perfect English village, where gentlefolk take tea on warm, drowsy summer afternoons, and the vicar plays croquet on the lawn. Indeed, it was at the old vicarage in Grantchester that Robert Brooke came to live in 1909, while studying at Cambridge University, and his happy memories of life here inspired his famous poem, which concludes, in Grantchester stands the church clock at 10 to 3. And is there honey still for tea? Robert Brooke also wrote, if I should die, think only this of me, that there's some corner of a foreign field that is forever England. In fact, he did die abroad in the Dardanelles in 1915 at the age of 28, defending, like so many other young men of his generation, the idyllic England he portrayed in his poetry, which only goes to make his wistful recollections more poignant. Grantchester today is by no means idyllic, but it is a tranquil spot, and the old vicarage has maintained at least some of its literary connections. The novelist Geoffrey Archer lives there. Well, he just would ruin it right at the end there, wouldn't he, with Geoffrey Archer. But yes, isn't that the shame? Robert Brooke died at 28, and he'd only really got going on his poetry, you know. I don't know his poems, but it seems very poignant. And, of course, war, the First World War, the Second World War, all the wars have been manufactured. People have died completely unnecessary. And it's murder. It's brutal murder. Absolutely brutal murder, funded by these awful bankers and their associates. And what gets me, though, now, in this day and age, is why would anyone want to be in the army? Why would anyone want to sign up to be billeted somewhere, to be shot at? Why would anyone want to do that? We're not here to do that. Robert Brooke clearly was here to write poems and make observations and, you know, all of those sort of things. He wasn't here to go into an army and be killed. That's not right. That's not what our souls are supposed to be doing on this earth. But anyway, Julia is dressed. I'm going to be saying goodbye to her shortly because she's got to head off. And then I must crack on. So thank you so much for listening. It's been lovely. And I will chat to you, no doubt, tomorrow. Until that moment, have a good day, look after yourselves, and toodle-pip for now. Bye-bye.